Enda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even when they ask you, how sabi ini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
End of the minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Beggarly beggar. Welcome to biggest podcast in the African land. Still number one in Africa.
Dope. No, I mean like still just in Africa.
Africa.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. When are we going to conquer the world?
We'll conquer at some point.
The world is a big place, guys.
Yeah.
Saw Panduka is here. Ghost Ladies, yeah. We've got a new fact checker in the building.
New fact checker.
Yeah, Karabo is here. Hey. Did they brief you, Karabo? No. They didn't brief you? All right, cool. No, that's even better.
Brief on what? What's the brief? On how to be a fact checker?
Yeah.
She watches this. I believe like anyone who emails now is a chiller, so she... no need.
They know what's up.
The first one has to be brief, but no need now, you know?
When did you start being a chiller? What episode did you watch, Karab?
I can't remember. I watched so many episodes, I can't remember.
Yeah. And she's married, by the way. She made that very clear. Yeah. So she walked in here, she's like, guys, I'm married.
It's the first thing she did. Like, I'm chilling outside. And she's like, hi, I'm the fact checker, my husband. I'm like, my husband needs to park. Where can my husband park? I'm like, hey, what's your name?
That's how we roll.
Like, yo, she had to make it a point, right?
Yeah.
I want anything like, well, fuck your brasso this morning. Dip the whole thing in Brasol, left it there for 2 hours in Brasol, so that when Brasol tries anything fucking weird, she's like, don't worry, I don't crush on all fact checkers, you know, we good, we're fine.
Not all.
No, I crushed on Abiso on some days, you know, but like, yeah, you good, you're safe. It's a safe space.
Which days were these when you were crushing on her?
Yeah.
I've crushed on her a few days. Like, the first day she was here, I was mind blown by her, you know, yeah. So you sent an email also?
Yes, I did.
Hey, so it works.
Yeah, it does work. Yeah, I'm so surprised too.
No, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm very excited.
Awesome. Also, Aya is here. How can we forget about Aya?
Don't forget about Aya. Just because you start wearing his t-shirt today.
Aya.
You see, now you need to wear your t-shirt. We can't recognize you with that ice keeper.
Before we get into that, I got to let you know, man. If you're looking for black-owned pharmacy, make sure you check out Pulse Pharmacare. It's a 100% black-owned tech startup company. It's an e-commerce pharmacy that focuses on Schedule O medication as well as personal hygiene and baby products.
No.
Whoa. I gotta check that out. Me and you, Kosli, should check that out because we got babies, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Visit www.pulsepharma.co.za. That's pulsepharma.co.za for a massive launch, which starts today. That is Pulse Pharmacare, convenience accelerated.
Nice.
Visit the website and check out the link in the description box below.
Ooh.
Awesome things, man. Black things. Big, beautiful.
Black
things.
Excellence.
Yeah, man. Dude, let's start with Botswana, bro. How was the Botswana trip for you?
Oh, Botswana trip was short for me, but it was amazing, man. Pre-parties. We had fun at the pre-party at Cigar Lounge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, top place in Gaborone. We had fun. And then...
And everyone's got an iPhone. You're right, huh?
Yeah, you see. Yes. Yeah,
so everybody has an iPhone.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, like everyone.
Even
there.
The security guy.
Huh? Yeah. everyone got an iPhone in Botswana, man. Always refreshing. Botswana's always refreshing. And I'm not going to go there. I know people are like, there we go, Botswana, no crime.
Yeah, when I was in Botswana.
Like, when I was in Botswana... Yeah, man, it's refreshing.
Well, it's better than UK.
Hey?
No, I'm saying we can relate better, like, than you guys always going UK when I was in UK.
But Botswana was the highlight was obviously the interview, eh?
Oh, yeah, Yes.
What's his name? ATP?
ATI.
ATI.
Yeah, you gotta check it out, man.
Okay.
I urge most people to check him out because he's only like big in Botswana. I don't think South Africans know him that
well. No, we don't know him that well.
But that guy's wild, bro.
So was this a separate interview or is it the branch? Was it part of the
branch? Part of the branch.
Oh,
part of
the branch.
So he's like the Casper in your vest of Botswana.
Dope.
But he's wild, bro. He's like, do you know Freddie Mercury?
Freddie Mercury is?
Yeah, black version.
Oh, wow.
That guy is crazy, man. The stories they were telling me after the episode.
For real?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Even during the episode, we were talking about an incident where I thought he got kidnapped.
Okay.
So I was asking him about the kidnap thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So it turns out, no, he didn't get kidnapped. He kidnapped the promoter.
He's the kidnapper.
Yeah. So apparently he was at some gig. The promoter didn't pay him, so he put him in the trunk for like 2 days.
Whoa.
And he's admitting all of this?
No, he didn't want to speak about it.
He put the promoter in his trunk.
Yeah.
Jeez. And he came out as gay.
Yeah.
Also, because it's always been like people have been suspicious that he's been, but he came out, which it's gonna be huge. It's gonna rock them that side in Botswana. Cause
so what, he only came out when you guys during the interview.
Yeah. Oh yeah, then he smashes guys and well, when he kidnaps them, he put them in his trunks. Yeah, he came out. It was crazy.
But he was on something. I suspect Grandpa, man.
I think it's just a creative. Was just excited. You think it's Grandpa?
Yeah, cause even after the interview, he was crying, bro, backstage.
Crying.
He was crying.
Yeah. I don't know. He's like, hey, why God? Why me? I'm like, hey.
And what did you do on your, like, did you give him a shoulder?
Yeah, of course. I was like, you know.
No, man, like, that's a hand.
That's a hand.
Man, what was that? Didn't cry, like, on your shoulder. Like,
give him a hug.
and pat his back, bro.
No, but he's cool because we chilled with him the day after when we're having some chisanyama.
Oh, yeah. At the, there's a place, the one that's black.
Yeah.
Huh?
Corner couch.
Yeah,
yes.
Corner couch. Yeah. Corner couch.
So when he gets, he's like, how did the interview go? Did we finish? He couldn't remember shit.
So he couldn't remember it.
Nah, he didn't remember anything, bro.
Yeah, very weird guy, man.
And what was funny, I heard.
But cool guy.
They were telling me a story, like, he once went to a gig, right? And the gig is like stadium vibe, so it's packed. He gets there, he waves to the crowd and stuff like that. And then he got back in this car and left. And they asked him why. He's like, nah, I'm not feeling the energies.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I heard a similar story. Like, wild guy.
I'm not feeling the energies.
I heard a similar story.
And he got in his car and he left.
Heard a similar story because Cooley was supposed to sign him, you know that?
Yeah.
Cooley China.
Yeah.
And then they come here or wherever, they go meet Cooley China at the boardroom. And when he got there, same similar thing, like, all right, guys, I need to sleep. I need to sleep. I'm not feeling this whole thing.
Yeah.
Can we reschedule or whatever? And that's it.
Just
left.
Like
that. But I love Cooley, him, man.
Apparently, it was like, hey, Grandpa, or whatever. And then he just said, nah.
Yeah.
Didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, but I love him, dog. Like, he's amazing. He's living his truth. Doesn't care. Uh-huh.
Yes.
He's just, like, free-spirited.
Very
like,
free, man.
Fuck, man. Like, that guy doesn't care about anything.
Yeah, right.
And he's talented, bro. Yo.
Good, eh?
He's so talented.
His music is amazing.
But anyway, shout out to all our chillers in Botswana, man. Fucking hell.
Oh, shit.
The love was unreal, Ghost.
Yeah, I
could see you guys were having so much fun.
Botswana came out in numbers, and the mummies, the women.
Are they hot, yeah?
Ooh. I went there with my woman, she's like, you're never coming back here alone.
Oh.
Wow.
The women are beautiful.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Oh,
well, those
good.
Girls, did they really want to give me a thingy?
What?
Pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, the video I saw.
Yeah,
that.
Max sent me a video of girls. Hey, wish you were here. We're gonna give you pussy. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, they wanted a threesome with you.
They wanted a threesome with me. Wow. Wow. So they eventually.
So are you contemplating?
They obviously
back
probably
to Botswana?
Eventually got a threesome, right, gents?
No, they left. When they realized you weren't there, they left, bro.
Yeah, because that video was shot where we were staying. It was not at the venue. It was at the hotel. I saw that. I'm like, hey. So they knew I wasn't there when they got in the car to come there. So clearly, someone was busy here.
So if you were around, would you have?
Would I have?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why not?
Why do it? Why do it?
You're getting the consent? Oh, Gonje, you are a committed man now.
No! Well, that's Pendu with that food.
Hey,
I ask you, why do it? Why? Oh. Why?
Because there's an offer on the table.
You don't just take sex because there's an offer. Mm. You vet. You look.
Okay. So they were not
gauge,
your type.
You gauge.
They were not your type.
No, I wouldn't have. It's not me, man. I'm a man of principle. I'm a headmaster. Not that I take head from anyone, but I am a principal and a man who's principled. Headmaster that's principled.
Oh.
I'm a man of principle. On principle, no. I don't do that shit.
Have you ever had a threesome, though? Have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah, I've had a threesome. I've had a threesome every way. Mm. So, like, me and a gent, me and two ladies. Mm. But I haven't had many.
So it was a
but it was mostly that majority of the times I had it was I was the only guy. Hey,
no, I'm saying I heard you say it was you and a gent and then two ladies. That's a foursome then.
No. Wow. He's had one with him and a gent, and then he's had one with him and two ladies.
Oh.
Yeah, stay with the program. Are you here?
Oh, okay. All right.
Here.
You're the only one who interpreted that way in this whole entire room. And you've got a live audience. No, we don't. We're going
to
email.
No, because I have to listen carefully for people who probably didn't hear. You understand? That's why I have to ask you a question. Just to make sure.
You tried.
Which one did you prefer? The one with the gents or the two ladies?
Hey, yeah. Hey. The one with the gent will always depend on the lady, right? And how she is. But so I don't prefer threesomes.
What do you do when they're busy?
They're not as exciting as you think or you make them out to be. Mm. You know what I mean? That's why I resigned, you know, from like the threesome life. They're not nice, bro. They're not really nice. Mm.
So when it's you with another guy, what are you doing when they are busy? Are you just watching them?
Yeah, you could be just scrolling on your on your Twitter. It depends on the girl. It depends on the girl. Wow. You know what I mean? It depends on the girl. No, never that. You're right. But like, if she's you know up for the task, okay, then obviously she'll give you head or a hand job or whatever. You know. But yeah, have you been in threesomes?
Yeah.
Of course.
Couple, yeah.
Yeah, with a couple.
No, a couple.
Oh, a couple.
Mm. Oh, sorry, number of times.
Which ones do you prefer?
Yeah!
That's no good. Like, outside with magic. What's going on? You know, Susie, man. So it's messy, man. It's not really nice.
So you wouldn't advise it to someone who wants to, like...
Oh, no, I would. Because, like, we have preferences, right? Some people sleep with socks on, no underwear, naked, and they prefer it. Some don't. So some people, it might be their thing, and they might really love it. So go on and try a threesome. I think everybody should try a threesome once in their life. It should be a birthright for everyone. Has everyone tried threesomes in this room?
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
No one.
Ah,
I can't believe.
Fuck out of here, nigga. Ken Master, even you.
Ken Master. Ken Master. Ken Master, we know you, dog.
I gotta say though, Ghost Lady, the highlight of my Botswana trip was IS t-shirts. So he printed out t-shirts that say I'm the sound guy from Podcast and Chill.
Wow.
And he forced Simpiwe to wear them.
Oh yeah, he forced Simpiwe. Hey,
you forced your PA.
He sent him back to his room today. Go wear the t-shirt. I don't want you knocking on my door, me when I've got roadkill. And you don't. Go. Did the t-shirts work, dog?
Yeah, how did that come about? Why print those t-shirts?
It was just an idea to highlight who we are, man.
There's a
Podcast and Chill merch, so we're like, yeah, let's just do a sound thing that we're gonna go with.
Are you gonna sell those?
People want them.
They want them.
Yeah, people want them.
Why? Why would everyone walk? It's supposed
to be. Because they saw it was working wonders for you. You're a living testament. You're a testimony.
It has to be exclusive. It has an agenda.
Yeah.
And it's a targeted agenda.
You can't sell them.
And then Lapiro, what does he say? I know the sound guy.
Oh, yeah. What does Lapiro T-shirt say? I carry the sound guy's microphone on Podcast and Chill. I carry his microphones around.
So now when you befriend Aya, you get a T-shirt, you know? So I'm saying when anyone befriends you, they get a T-shirt. Is that what's going to work?
Yeah, the best friend of the sound guy from Podcast and Chill.
That shit is wild.
Wow. So did people like recognize you from the T-shirt?
Yeah, alone. They did. And then after you said it, and then it went wild after that.
Yeah. On the way home, so Malikit decides to give my woman edibles. Jeez.
Oh!
Movies.
Those brownies.
Movies.
Oh!
For 2 days, I had to deal with a high woman, bro. She was high for 2 days.
High for 2 days.
Edibles are horrible, guys.
How much did you have?
Hey, quite a lot, man.
Mm-mm. My experience with edibles, yeah.
Edibles are something.
It was for my name, Shaila, boy.
What was happening? What did she do?
Now, on the way on the trip, she couldn't hear. Ears weren't working anymore.
Yeah.
When we got home, I had to take the baby to the other room because it's like I can't handle her right now.
Yo, edibles will fuck you up, man.
She woke up still high.
Yeah.
I was high for 3 days. I swore off edibles because he was high for 3 days.
Yeah. Jeez. No, it happens. People, you say they like, 3 days.
You've taken them.
I have.
Even Koketsu. Koketsu took them. Give Koketsu the mic.
Oh, Koketsu
took the edibles
Koketsu
as well.
You also took edibles.
Yeah.
That's shit. Yeah. My lady's friend.
Yeah. Hey, she was high as fuck, bro.
For real. Yes, Koketsu, say something.
And Malikit warned them. They're like, are you sure?
Cat got her tongue.
Cat got a tongue.
How was the edibles, Koketsu?
I'm still high.
you're lying.
No.
You had more.
You're lying.
No. Obviously not high from last week.
Worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
I felt like the car was moving back. We were driving backwards. I was so high for 2 days, literally. Yeah.
Did you also, you couldn't hear your ears?
My ears were buzzing.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I heard when you listen to music, you can like see the files.
The song was going on for 6 hours and it was one song.
Yeah, edibles, eh?
Yeah, edibles, yeah.
And how did you sleep? How were your dreams?
Everything was in 3D, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mess.
That's what they do to you.
No.
I know.
Yeah. What is in those things, man? It can't just be weed, bro.
It's just weed.
No way.
It is just weed.
You know why, right?
It's a cooking process, I think, when they bake, like, for it to, I don't know.
Because edibles go to your bloodstream, you know, because your body will always absorb the nutrients.
Yeah.
Hey, fact checker. There we go. Get the fingers working. So, when your body absorbs the nutrients from any meal that you've eaten in the gut.
Yeah. Food.
Right? Then, the food, the nutrients. Then it's obviously going to absorb the weed, the THC, tetrahydrocannabinol.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. The THC is what makes you high.
Yeah.
So it goes straight to your blood. You know, just like when you eat sugary stuff, the glucose goes to your blood.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's why it stays longer and it's more intense, as opposed to just inhaling and the THC going to the lungs. That's for my own little brain. What does the fact checker say?
That's what. So you've taken them?
Edibles.
Yeah.
Not enough, because I had a bit of the boys, but not in, because they were like, when I got, they were like, I was like, I'm okay. They were like, because I got that they were fucked, because we left at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. The guys were all fucked.
Yeah.
But when they're sleeping, I took some. Tuso knows, the driver knows. I took some, but tiny bits.
Mm.
I was high, but not like them, because they had a lot. So I'm tired, and so one yard up, because they take a while to kick in.
Mm.
So you keep having, and also you're enjoying the taste of the cookie. If it's a brownie, it's sweet. So to you, you care, okay? You're just enjoying it. So be careful when you take edibles, man. They will trick you.
Yeah, edibles contain THC, which is the tetrahydrocannabinol. THC, which the one that Saul was talking about, and it causes a familiar high or a euphoric feeling as smoking cannabis. In some ways, edibles are more potent. A more potent way to deliver the cannabinoids.
Why?
And then research shows that the effects of from the edible take up to 1 hour to kick in, but can last for more than 6 hours or more. It depends on how much you
Yeah, because it goes straight to the blood as opposed to the smoking.
Yeah, hey, I'm too chicken for that shit.
So you've never taken?
No, I've never. Oh, wow. I don't think I will, man.
I've got I've got serums in the house. I've got the liquid stuff you can drink. You can try those out. The weed serum.
I've got
I met some ladies, they gave me some. Like, it's part of what they do.
The thing about that is when I'm high, I want it to stop, and you can't stop.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't. That's why, like, a lot of people, especially like when they try weed for the first time, they will smoke an entire plant thinking it's like a cigarette or thinking that's what they should do, which is a mistake I made. I don't even smoke cigarettes. So when you with your weed, it must be very, like, smoke those, like, 1-2 inhalations, and then let it
kick
then in. Like that, you can even enjoy the high, right? But when you're going to smoke the whole thing and it hits you, it's going to knock you out. It's going to fuck you up big time. So, you know, I'm 90.
In and out.
And enjoy the high,
Anyway, what did you think about the roast, man?
Oh, like I told you, I haven't watched the roast. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to watch it in 4 months' time or something. Because, like, you know, like, you know, I told you how I felt about the roast. But the feedback wasn't bad. But overall, it was a successful roast because I was there.
Yes.
And there were many chuckles and laughs. You know, everybody did their thing. It was a successful roast overall, you know. Not judging my set, but it was successful, man. It was nice.
What did you think, Ghost Lady? Did you watch it?
I did watch it. And I was actually impressed with you, Saul.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as how you said.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, oh, I get Saul's, you know. You know your comedy. I know you, you know. So it was
Who good. Else did you like?
I was actually surprised with Youngster. CPT. Like, I liked his. He was just like his energy. I liked his. But obviously, the best person was the white guy. John
Flesmith. Yeah, John Flesmith.
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian, a very old comedian. So he gets it.
He gets it.
Nah, Celeste, didn't like Celeste. I loved Celeste.
I love Celeste. I did.
So Beyonce?
No, I didn't.
For me, it was trash. It was probably the worst roast ever, man.
Why?
It was terrible, terrible. It looked rushed.
It looked rushed.
I think it was the editing.
The editing?
Yeah. That's what made it look rushed.
Because the only guys that killed it for me are Umpo Pops, fucking Roast Master.
Umpo Pops. He has to.
John Flesmith, you know I love John Flesmith.
Yeah, he's like, I know my favorite you comedian. Like John
Flesmith. Celeste. I think the comedians understood, you know, what they were there
yes.
for.
Yes.
And then everybody else was just, like, lukewarm.
So, then you are saying the writers did a bad job.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you know one thing I didn't understand? I didn't understand why they were roasting everyone about the same thing. So like for you, it's about your weight,
and
right?
The podcast.
And then Kanye Bowd was about...
Bleaching. All the time.
Yeah. Nadia Nakai, fuck, they went in for Nadia.
How do you like the hands that when she touched me? And I'm like, oh, fuck, this Keaton's fucking fingerprint. Oh, Casper's finger. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, when she allowed me to touch her boobs, right? And I'm like, oh, shit, all these rappers' fingerprints. That was fucking funny. That was my highlight.
You know, because they didn't even touch on, like, your gambling or other stuff. You know what I mean?
Bro, those guys. Because so... Day before, I'm like, hey, you guys, I'm sure you wrote a lot of things for me. You know what I mean? Like the gambling, the porn. Then they're like, porn? I'm like, yeah, the porn. They're like, what happened with the porn? Then I'm like, Then I'm like, Hill bro. They're like, Hill bro. They're like, what happened with Hill bro? Then I'm like, don't you guys watch the podcast?
Yeah.
And they didn't even go anywhere. They didn't go there.
Yeah.
I was like, hey man, did you guys put me on my last minute? What's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one roasted you that much.
No one did. I think because I was the last person to be roped into the roast. So they had already probably had scripts for everybody else, and they didn't want to now go into those scripts and change everything, because then it, what it does is it throws everybody off, you know? So they went very easy on me, like, because I've got the most content of all those people there. Like, if you can roast me, like, you can roast me, man. You can, you can roast me, they went easy, man. Just the weight, I'm like, the weight. I was disappointed, you know, with that. So you saying,
nah, I didn't enjoy it, bro. It was terrible. Terrible.
Wow, bro.
It was okay for me.
Nah. Because even after that, I watched the Kenny Kunene one. Fuck, that was funny.
Shame, man. Loiso was the head writer, I believe. Loiso Koda.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he even tweeted. Yeah, he even you know, tweeted he's about like, it. Like saying thanks to everyone, you know, for the success of the roast.
Because if you watch the Kenny Kunene one, Kelly Kumal, would like it, Kelly Kumal. Kanyimba was there.
Yes.
And it was the same jokes.
Yeah, it was Kanye, that's the
for
thing.
For Kanye,
like,
ne?
Yes. And even, like, everyone in the panel didn't really roast Kanye that much, because, let's be honest, what can you roast Kanye about when, you know, we know she's had a couple, we know the story, the gold digging, we know everything. So what really, and also it sounds very monotonous eventually when it's about sex, pussy, open, wide, light skin. You know what I mean? It's like, so it's also tricky because the person they chose, you know, and the writers can't do much, bro. Because what can you write about Kanye?
Hey, they went in for that Beyonce girl.
South Beyonce.
South Beyonce.
Ah, shame, bro. Could you imagine? Someone said netball.
Youngster
CPT. It was Youngster.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, she likes netball, which is what you see when you look up the sky. I knew Youngster would be like, because I did say in an interview, like the red carpet, that I think Youngster, because he's a rapper, he gets it, you know?
Yeah.
And he's a funny guy. I mean, we interviewed him briefly, you know what I mean? Like, I knew he was going to come with the heat.
So, do they write the jokes for you?
Yeah.
And you can't add any of your own jokes?
You can. I added some of my own jokes. Yeah, I added some of my own jokes.
So, which one were you was written for you?
Everything else. Ah, come on. It's going to sound corny now and I'm going to recite them now. You know what I mean? Oh. Yeah. But like, you can tell. Cause
so are you reading them or you just have to memorize? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's an auto cue.
Oh, good.
There's auto cue. So mine, you'll see that the ones where I'm off auto cue, it's the ones I added. I added so many things, but they were like, you can't say that. Then when I realized, I was like, then I should have just said everything. Because, because I'd written, I saw what they did, then I took it, then I added my own as well. But you have to respect also the writers, you know? You don't want to, because I'm not a comedian at the end of the day.
For sure.
I'm just a fucking podcaster, you get me? So when they were like, I was like, okay, I respect that. You know what I mean? You guys are the comedians, you know? So I respect that. Because there were so many of my own things that I discarded. So yeah, man, it was a great experience though. Yeah, man, you should have done it, bro.
For real?
I was like, yeah, you should have done it.
What was happening? It looked like they cut out some scenes.
There's going to be an uncut one. There's going to be a whole long uncut one. Because we started recording at like 8 and left at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
What?
I mean, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, so it took a while. So there's going to be an uncut long version.
So there's some scenes that they cut out.
Definitely.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. But from watching the previous ones, they definitely cut the sets shorter. So they probably try to get the best out of all sets, essentially. Yeah.
I see.
Package it for Showmax.
Yeah.
Or for Comedy Central.
But I also think, like, some of the jokes probably were funny, but delivery is important. And that's where the comedians got it.
You see, So that's why, like, don't be too harsh on the writers, because the delivery of the jokes, you know what I mean?
It's you get the tone. Pause, right? It's like knowing when to pause for people to laugh. Is it that kind of thing?
Yes, and wait for them to finish laughing. Because now, when you go into the next joke, and by the time they're done clapping, they're hearing just a punchline. It's like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So those things are very important. So that's why you can take the same scripts. Like, a lot of people felt like, Timo Touch apparently, Louisa writes his thank you on Twitter. And then they're like, you're shit. Your script just sucks. Timo Touch sucked. Then he's like, no, Timo Touch did his own thing. Timo Touch were like, no, I want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And that's the danger of, you know, like, just trust the guys and trust the script. Mm. So sometimes you're right. You get the tone wrong, the delivery wrong, the joke doesn't land.
Mm.
Give the same script to somebody else who gets it. like Devi killed it. The short Indian lady. Yes, you know what I mean? And it's her thing. She's a reporter, auto cues, whatever. It's her thing. She, you know what I mean? And so, yeah. Maybe cut them some slack, the writers, yeah.
I got you.
So, okay.
Yeah, you're saying? Yeah, yeah.
No, I was saying, so Thibaut Tash decided on his own to come give you, like, those cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. No, 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 it's not scripted. He just decided. Okay, some things happen on stage, yeah. Oh, they just showed that.
Yeah.
Oh.
If Maligan was producing that show, they would have gave everyone edibles.
Barely showed
that. A high roast, yeah? I'd love a high roast.
Fuck. Hey, that would have been dope, eh?
It's an idea, yeah. It's a solid idea, the high roast. Yeah.
Anyway, Vusi Tembakwayo going through a divorce. Do you guys care? Anybody care about that?
Shame, bro.
I do care, shame.
Eh?
It's always sad when a man breaks up.
Yeah. Reports on social media suggesting that businessman Vusi Tembakwayo's wife has filed for divorce. Palesa Maketa. The wife has accused Vusi Tembakwayo of cheating with a woman he travels with frequently, according to reports.
Yeah.
In Aya's world, it's the photographer.
Hey, man.
Hey, Andre, you travel with the photographer now, man. Chief. Hey, what's going on with the photographer, bro?
Which one? And you can't talk to her unless Aya gives you permission. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's why Aya bought a house and lands. Because he's dating a photographer. And lands. Oh, Aya. You fucking bastard.
The wife is reported to be seeking 50,000 rands a month in maintenance and 20,000 rand each for their three children. Jeez.
Nice.
Yo.
My goodness.
So so how many kids they got? Three.
Three kids.
So 60 grand plus 50. So she is demanding 110 grand.
Yep.
Yep.
Yo, anyway. Damn, that's steep though, eh? But now, would it be okay if it was the woman was earning the money and the man then says he wants 50K?
But that does happen.
Where a man was the house hubby.
Yes. And demands.
For real, is that a thing?
And he gets spousal support.
Yes.
Kat, how much do you want?
Yeah!
Because I'm gamin, you know. Okay, I'm reaching for it to fuck up. Hey, you said you wanted to join the podcast today. Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, Catmaster, how much special support, man? I do what I'm like, my Hennessy Abbeys. I'm your super Abbeys. Yeah.
No, that's a valid question. Would you pay him, Naga Ghost Lady?
But you see, cheating, when you say, you know, when they say that cheating will cost you, this is the case. I would. I would. If that's the demand and I've got the money, like, and it, because you have to go through court. That's also like maintenance and they have to check. If I've got the money, then he could end up getting it. I think we've seen it a lot with celebrities. I think overseas, though, where women are owing, like they're paying literally their ex-husbands, like monthly fees. Just
A person who did it, or the man was demanding money. It's Mary J. Blige.
Yes, that's
the ex-hubby. Remember,
yes,
right?
Yes,
bastard.
And he got money, you know.
Well, not bastard, but if he helped maintain the home when she was out touring,
and they didn't even have a children together, even. So
she doesn't want kids.
Yeah. So
and
imagine.
How does Vusi make money?
Vusi's a motivational speaker slash business person.
Scammer.
Ha! I'm afraid to.
That's a scammer.
That's just. They're gonna sue you.
Hey. Who's your eye, guys?
They're gonna sue you. You're gonna get a letter. Are you ready to get a letter? A mate of mine was sued by Vusi for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mate.
Right now they're demanding 110. Do you?
Yeah, a mate of mine got an email from Vusi. Hey.
Which mate?
You know, I was like, called his mom, mama. Hey, hey. Yo, mama. Hey. Hey, Vusi's suing me. What, 300,000? A mate of mine, man. It is never, since then, nigga never said shit about Vusi on his podcast. I was like, ah. Hey, so careful, though.
Now he lets his co-host message me.
Yeah, now he leaves it to his co-host. Like, what do you think about Vusi, bro?
Yeah. Do we care?
So, bro,
do we care?
What does Vusi do for a living? Well, Vusi does motivational speaking, man.
So can you expect how to make money, part one, part two? He's got bills to pay now.
Yeah.
You can expect how to make money, part one, part two.
Now he's a speaker. I mean, he's a world-renowned... Look, he's a world-renowned speaker, though. He's booked. He travels. He's booked, you know, to actually speak.
Yeah.
Everybody, yes, has their own thing about motivational speakers generally, right? But that's how he gets paid.
Yeah.
And I don't know what other business he has, because he does have some financial degrees and stuff. I don't know. But I know the speaker.
Hey, man, hopefully you can elaborate on this. I don't understand this one, man. Mm-hmm. Zach Spantwini being sued for signing with two labels. Zach Spantwini has been reportedly sued for $2.4 million by Paradise Africa. Zex apparently breached his contract by signing a marketing and sales deal with rival label Universal Music.
How does that happen?
Yeah. Which one is that one?
Zex is in trouble.
I don't understand that. What? Marketing and thingy?
Yeah, so he signed breached his contract by signing a marketing and sales deal with Universal.
A part of something, of his contract with Universal. Because you can sign publishing, right?
Mm.
But distribution, you can sign with someone else.
Mm.
So he had a full deal with Paradise, and then he went and signed again with another label.
Mm.
So that might be it. That might be the breach. I don't understand it. I don't care. He might have been full on Paradise, and then he went to Universal for marketing and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I think which you need a hit to understand these things.
Hey,
not there yet. Eh?
Hey. Nyan Nyan is a hit. Tell him, bro. Nyan Nyan, Nyan Nyan is a hit.
Hey, man, you just need to be a publisher to understand these things and a record label. I think he was not supposed to sign that. Or he had to get consent from Paradise to sign with Universal. Mm. And then they do a joint thing together. Mm. But I doubt they would allow that, though.
Yes, that's 2.4 million. Could be worth that much, though.
But Zex can pay it. I mean, you saw his red card.
Yeah.
You didn't see Zex's red card.
How much?
Pull it.
300K.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google. For, no, go perform. On Twitter.
Yeah.
To perform.
Jeez. Man, go
in South Africa, is 250 in South Africa.
No fucking way.
Yeah, in South Africa, he's charging. Zex charges 200.
Or 100 something.
Wait, don't you. Wait. Yeah. Let's call him and actually ask, is that really his red card?
Hey, he wasn't kidding when he said Nfuna le mali eningi.
No.
No, he wasn't, bro.
Yes, yes.
Like, let's call him and be like, Zex, are these really your rates, bro? Hey, Zex, it's gonna make us. Hey, Zex, my fit.
100,000.
And he gets bookings?
Yeah, wow. Of course.
Wow.
Zakes, man.
Yo.
So you think it's industry flex? Because a lot of people, especially if they know it's going to be out there, it's the rates are highly negotiable.
MacGyver.
Pra Zakes.
Don't call me until you are recording, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're recording. Yo, we're live. Zakes, open Zakes, here, Zakes, man. Ghost Zakes. Ladies, yeah, you're live on the podcast.
Guys,
Wagwan, Wagwan, how you doing, Prasex?
I saw.
No, Prasex, we need to be factual in the things. That's cool, man. So, we've got the luxury of having your numbers and we want to clear some facts.
Yes,
we only have two facts that you must clear. Guys, can you clear with us?
But you called me at the wrong time, guys. You have to call me at the right time. What's going on? What's happening?
Okay,
Let me see if I can answer those questions. If a question that I could answer, I would. But if a question that I can't answer, allow me to say I can't answer it.
Of course.
Always.
Okay. Listen, is it true it costs 300K to book you for a gig? Yes or no? Yes or no, sir?
Make sure I've got my red card does explain, you know. So I offer different prizes for a different ceremony. So it will be unfair to say I charge this much, you know. It's scalable, you know. So I charge based on Yeah, I charge based on how many, it's the venue, how many people does the venue accommodate, you know what I mean? Like, do you have a sponsor? How much money, how much you charge at the gates? How many artists do you, how many people do you have, you know, on the bill? Who are the artists that are involved and all of those? So it's scalable, you know, and perhaps how long am I performing? Is it an hour? Is it 2 hours? Is it a band? Is it a live band? You know? So it varies, bro. My office will send you what you will call an inquiry form with all those particular questions. And based on that, then we'll determine what perhaps would be the price.
Okay, love it. And then lastly, what's happening with Paradise Africa and Universal?
Paradise Africa and Universal. I think that matter is sub judice, so I can't really talk about it. You know what I mean? But it is true that our matter is in court.
Okay, can you explain to, like, because we were trying to figure out what is actually happening, but without answering, like, you know, what's going on, can you just explain what the matter is about? Like, what's going on?
Why is it in court? Yeah. What happened?
No, obviously there are certain disputes that are actually just happening. There are just some of the things that we are not agreeing on, you know, in terms of like the business. I mean, Paradise has to appreciate the fact that I own all the work that I do. You know what I mean? So there's nothing that you can do with my work without me agreeing to it. You know what I mean? It just has to do that. Maybe I think perhaps Paradise, they've been working with other artists who do not know their shit. But I know my things. I know everything about me. I own everything that I do. So they can't take those chances with me.
Hey, didn't someone tell them that you don't fuck with Zakes, man? Not Zakes.
Not Zakes.
I think perhaps maybe they were not told. I think maybe they were like, oh, Zakes is an artist, we can just treat him anyhow. But I mean, they're gonna get what's coming to them.
All right, and what are you busy with, man? Because I see you all over the world, man, which is beautiful to see, man. You deserve it, and we're so proud of you, bro, Zakes.
Thank you so much, man. Like I'm. You, when I saw that, you said my birthday party was an industry party. That's so long, trailer.
Oh,
that
was so nice.
We heavyweights in industry. So we call it a band to a industry. You know, you know that I meant. And the very work to everyone. And I'm not quite around the
moment. So don't come up with puns here with me. Yeah. Just say you call my birthday party. My birthday party in industry party. I'm working on a new album. Obviously coming, but I'm excited, man. We are doing a stadium in Cape Town on the 19th of November.
Oh, nice.
We're doing DHL. They call it, it was a Greenpoint Stadium, but now they call it DHL Stadium. So we're doing a DHL Stadium in Cape Town. We're doing 20,000 people. Oof. Very excited, man. It's Afro Tech, and I'm bringing all the people that I love. And man, you know, like, also, I mean, you guys, you are hearing it, this obviously for the first time, and I didn't even think I was gonna say this thing, but I can say to you guys, like, this is my last project I'm putting out. You know,
oh,
I'm
bringing out to business. The last so one. Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
So this is my last. Yeah. Yeah. They always say that you must quit while you're still on top. So I think, man, I've done everything that I needed to do in the music industry, and I think for me, man, I think it's time. It's time to do, so I want to work with everybody that I wanted to work with, because after this, I will never put up music anymore. You know, yeah.
Brother Zakes, thank you so much. We love you so much, and all the best, man.
Thank you guys. I love you guys. You know I'm a chiller.
Oh. Yeah, now you're a big chiller, man.
Thanks, Brazakes.
Say hi to the wife, yeah? Say hi to the wife, man.
Brazakes.
You know how it is. You know how it is, Mekchi. You know how it is. I'm going to say hi.
did you work with Femi Kuti? Because I know you're a big fan of Fela, and obviously he's not alive.
I'm really trying. Like, so I'm really trying to get to work with everybody I always wanted to work with.
Yeah, I know this one
like,
guy.
I was like, yeah. So Femi, I mean, I'm a Fela Kuti fan. Like, mm. Fela Kuti is my muse. Yeah. So I would really love to work with Femi Kuti. Like, this time around, I never wanted to pay for a feature. Like, I was like, if you pay for a feature, it's like you are paying someone to come and work on your music. But this time around, I'm like, even willing to pay for any feature because, like, this is my last album. I have to just work with everybody that I always wanted to work. If they want money, here's your money. Let's just work, you know?
Round of applause for Zax Bandwene! Kezo. Thank you, Krutman. Take care. All the best, my dog.
Thanks, my brother.
Shab.
Zax is family, man.
You know when he said you must quit while you're on top? I wanted to ask him, when are you going to quit Nandi? Because you're always on top.
It's a good thing.
Let's remove it. It's a good thing you didn't ask.
And then I remember he's married. Hey.
The fuck, bro?
How? Look at you encouraging divorce.
Anyway, anything else?
You're so surrounded by marriage right now. How?
Hey, what's been happening, ghost lady?
Friday, guys.
While we are in Botswana, what is going on?
Oh, yes.
Hey, you like to say that, hey?
Oh, yeah, by the way, let us know which country must come to next, bro. I want to do all of Africa, man.
Ooh, yeah. I want to do Kenya, man, next.
Yeah, drop a flag.
Jumbo.
Yeah, drop a flag of which country you want us to come visit next. We're going to make it happen.
Namibia shows love as well, man.
Yeah. We're bringing the whole crew, t-shirts, edibles, yonke into.
Everything,
so,
edibles.
So Namibia's next?
No, we don't know.
No, we don't know, but I know we've got...
Show you what you
mean. Ukraine. Do you take any food from MASH?
I had a crazy day, guys.
No, we've got a strong footprint in Namibia and Kenya.
Yeah.
That's hence I said. And Zim. I'd love to go to Zim as
bro,
well.
Bro, I want to... You know I love traveling, dog.
Yeah
traveling.
I love beautiful. Traveling, man. It's beautiful. Thing. Yeah.
Guys, I just want to pick up Tebe Makuku.
Mm.
So, he's collaborated with Adidas and it's going to be featuring in the US 2022 US Open. So what was going to happen is that the tennis collection, it's a tennis collection that he's created. And in
so he's a designer.
He's a designer, yeah. And this will make a debut this year. And the designs will be worn by tennis athletes, right?
Wow.
And it was also reported that the collaboration marks Adidas's first African heritage inspired.
How do people get a deal like
shout
this?
Shout out to Hitabe. Yeah. But Tebe's been around happen? For a while.
How do these deals happen?
Earned the stripes. Rich in Nice also.
That's how you get deals with Adidas. It's been around. I don't know how they make it happen.
I guess when your work is out there and it's good and it's like they obviously recognize it. You know, when you see something that's good. Because his clothes are beautiful. I've been seeing the guy. So and also talking about the US Open. Serena Williams has announced that she's going to be retiring from tennis.
Yeah,
shame, man. Shout out.
You know?
Guys, when you get a chance, watch King Richard. I watched it on a flight to South Africa.
From where?
I'm trying to avoid saying on a flight from the UK. But it was a flight.
Oh, you heard
the
him. Welcome, Ghosty. You heard him.
Oh, sweetie. Yeah, watch King Richard. It's Will Smith. Playing Serena and Venus Williams' dad. And it tells the story of how in Harlem, right? Gunshots, violence, how he nurtured these girls.
Isn't Will Smith cancelled?
No, not to us. Mm. We don't cancel people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, come on. You know? Yeah, it's a beautiful movie. And even when you cancel someone, do you cancel all their work and the catalogue of and the body of work that they have?
Why are you grabbing the
work? Oh, you separate. You know? You separate their work.
It's a body of work, this one. You don't cancel it. So check that out. It's beautiful.
It's Compton, eh?
Not Harlem, sorry, Harlem was Compton. In New York. Compton is in like the East. I mean in the West Coast. Yes. Sorry. Thank you, bro.
Fact checker.
No, thank you, Newa. Yeah, she almost took props for herself. Yeah, so it's about like, it's crazy. This guy, when they were born, he was like, world champion tennis, this is it. And he wrote a whole plan, a manual, a book. It was almost obsessive how like the kids were just fed tennis.
Did he want to be a world champion?
I don't know, but he was a tennis player as well. Oh, but obviously...
He failed.
He failed, right? And the way it just happened, it's crazy. And at some point, someone realized that your kids are really talented, but I can only coach one. Mm. Mm. But he knew Serena was the stronger one mentally, so she took... He said, train Venus. Mm. That's why Venus blew up first. Oh. But Serena... But he was recording when Venus was going for practice and playing the tapes back for Serena at home. Mm. It's the craziest thing ever. It's a beautiful movie. King Richard.
Shit, nice. Man. Where is it on?
I don't know. I watched it on the flight.
Oh.
You know, the airways.
Okay, we
the
need
airways,
to take a flight,
you know,
guys.
Yes. Catch a flight. catch a flight to England. And just say you want to watch King Richard.
Catching feelings.
Yeah, you know, go catch feelings. Yeah, man. So, yeah, bro. Beautiful movie.
What sports did you play in school?
Before I answer that, it reminds me how important it is for black fathers to be there for their kids, especially in sports. I mean, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Dad. Venus. Dad. Serena. Dad. Lewis Hamilton. Dad. There's this youngest motorsport guy in South Africa, Kabelo something, is an 11-year-old. He learned quad biking from his dad, and the dad is like nurturing him. But I played cricket. I played football. I was a goalkeeper. Cricket, I was a bowler.
You're a bowler.
Yeah. I probably bowl better than everybody. Like, we must go for action cricket, indoor cricket as a team, actually. That would be a dope team building.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was a bowler.
Oh, but you didn't bat.
A fast bowler.
You didn't bat. Or you were
I did bat.
At the end there, like.
A tail ender. Mm. Yeah, I was a tail ender. Mm. But I can... Yeah, no, I was more of a bowler. I don't want to say I was on... Well, now I'm an all-rounder, but I was a bowler. I was
spin bowling?
No, fast. Pace.
Fast bowling. Fast,
my fast bowler. Pace, okay. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't always fat. I just got fat like varsity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when I got fat. But yeah, you, sports?
What didn't I play, bro?
Huh?
Oh,
nigga, stop.
You was
lying,
playing land games.
I don't see you doing shit. I don't see you doing soccer. Football, I don't see you.
Nothing.
Cricket, I don't see you. Nigga,
I didn't see
you
run.
You didn't do sports stuff.
A jog yet.
You didn't do sports.
I did all of that.
Nah, bullshit.
I remember I did soccer, so I'm playing, man. And then, like, let's say the field ends this way, right? So I'm defending. And then the opposing team kick the ball. So if the ball goes out, it's a throw in to us. Mm. So there I am, I'm chasing this ball. I want to impress my coach. And then I feel like I kicked it out.
You kicked it? It was out already or it was in?
No, it was in. And if it goes out, it was our throw in.
Yes.
So then I
ours.
Ran.
Ours.
And then I kicked the ball and then it was their throw in now. The coach looked at me like...
And oh, you thought it was going to be you.
Yeah, I was trying to impress him to show him I can run.
But now you ran past soccer. The ball and kicked it in the process.
I did soccer, tennis.
You did tennis?
Yeah, I did tennis, cricket, hockey.
Hockey?
Chess, does that count?
I did hockey.
Chess counts, it's a sport.
Yeah, I did chess. Rugby.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nah, you just...
Yeah, for real.
Okay, wait.
For real.
Wait, nah, it's fine. No, wait, it's
for real,
fine.
Guys.
Which position, rugby?
I only went once.
You see, I told you we'll catch him up.
No, what happened is I went.
Cricket,
man.
Did you play cricket?
Yeah, I was a bowler.
A bowler.
And a wicket keeper.
Mm. Name me two fielding positions apart from wicket keeper and cricket.
Ah, oh, man, that's like old. That's like old.
It's not old, and they're still relevant
like
today.
Grade two
it's
stuff,
like saying the concept of a middle fielder in football is old.
Like, yeah? How old were you in this? Like, I think you're narrating maybe things that you did in
primary.
Primary
school, high school.
You're a wicked keeper.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I can't you know,
oh,
dog.
Please.
Who must I call? I'll call anyone. Who must I call?
Let's call Mudisha.
Or call Tiro.
Ah, Mudisha didn't know me that well.
Call Tiro.
We need to call your mom.
Bro, my first day in rugby practice,
yeah,
there's a guy called Jojo. Fucking huge ass motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Tackled me and I passed out and they said I must never come back.
Then you didn't play rugby.
You didn't play.
You didn't do
you
rugby in primary school.
Rugby.
Yeah, you went for tryouts and you got knocked the fuck out.
Let me call. Who can I call? Okay. Ah, Mudisha doesn't know shit. Let me call Tiro.
Call Tiro, bro. Nah, man.
Wow. Yeah, man. Niggas. I was out there, man.
Nah, come on.
You see this radio shit, this podcasting thing?
It's all he knows.
Talas Cruz.
Like you're an athlete at heart.
Mm.
I don't see that, though. Ish.
Tiro. Tiro.
Yeah,
please tell these fuckers, you're live on the podcast. Now, please tell these fuckers I used to play sports, dog. And just name the sports I played.
Yeah, in high school.
The only sports I remember you tried playing was soccer and
tried.
A bit of cricket.
Tried.
Don't you remember rugby when Georgia tackled me and I passed out, dog?
Oh, they forced us to play rugby, but that wasn't through you.
That wasn't
but
for
you. Said you tried. You tried.
Mm.
Well, not
swimming.
In
swimming. I haven't done swimming
rugby.
As well.
Yeah, you didn't
swimming.
Get a
you
try.
Yeah, butterfly, big stroke, all that shit.
Medley.
Now relax, Max.
You tried out these sports, bro.
Yeah.
You didn't get colors. You didn't get a medal.
We were forced to play the swimmings and rugby and shit.
I had speedos, nigga.
We all had speedos.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a swimming costume.
Love you long time, my dog.
And swimming
shut
caps.
Yes.
By the way, your two black bottles are coming. He ordered two black bottles.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shout out to Tiro, man.
Yeah, I got friends that support. How many black bottles did you buy?
These are good
two.
Friends.
Hmm? Two.
Oh, and you, Pedro, how many black bottles did you buy, my dog?
How many? I sold many. You saw how drunk I got last time when I drink these things. I sell them for you, nigga. Shit, I don't need to buy this shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Job, Tiro.
What's up, man?
All right, man. Anything you want
to
say?
Shout out to DJ Shimzar. Round of applause for Shimzar.
Why are we rounding applause?
Shimzar took some motherfucker, Burrito's ex-husband, to court, and he won. Defamation. He has to pay $200K to Shimzar and pay Shimzar's medical legal bills.
Oh.
Why are you obsessed with Burrito's ex, man?
I'm not obsessed. I just don't like people who talk a lot and people who think they can say shit about people. I'm not obsessed.
Have you watched this podcast?
I'm obsessed with justice. I don't watch this podcast.
That's what we do.
I don't watch this podcast. That's what I do.
I'm saying, so you don't watch this podcast just like you don't watch The Roast, eh? That's what
literally for similar reason, to protect my peace. Like, I no longer read comments, watch, just come here, record, go home, live my life. Yeah, no, but shout out to, you see, it's not more about Burrito, it's more about Shimzar and his achievements. Because people out there, they're like just tweeting shit, you know, and saying shit. So shout out. It's a win for justice.
All right, cool.
Why do you unblock them again? Why?
No, I haven't unblocked them. I'm just curious.
I'm not obsessed.
Why?
It's my turn now. You know what I mean? He had his fucking fun. So it's my turn now. Pretty much, exactly. Yeah, so shout out to Shimza, man.
What do you guys think of DJ Smooth, like, always trending about looking unkept?
Man, people must leave DJ
Guys,
school,
Smooth
man.
Is good. Trust
Smooth
me.
Smooth is good, man.
And also, people take a video still that's taken from a picture that's been recycled, and the quality's bad. Or a video that was streaming on a budget, like, and then it was pixelating, and they're like, Smooth looks, he's very fine. He's okay, man. Yeah.
It's
even,
just
if,
a style,
even if he
like,
wasn't, who's he hurting? He's done nothing to anybody. He's doing his own thing.
Okay, let's say it was really. Okay, yes, actually, good point. Let's say Vela Smooth is wheelie. Like agana next. Let's say wheelie. He's homeless. Agana next. Then why should the picture train? Then why should it be like a laughing matter kind of thing? If it was really like that, because that's what people are trying to purport, that dude Spooz is good, right? He's selling his more fire. He's making money.
Bought land.
He bought land from Bitcoin. He's smooth, guys. He's good, right? Let's say he wasn't then. Why then is it jokes? Why is it jokes on fun? That man has got a beard and he looks broke. Or let's say he was. Why would that be? Why is it a joke? Why are we obsessed as black people about Uguwa Wabandu? Is what we should fucking address. We're so obsessed about people's downfall. It's the weirdest thing ever. Like, wheelie. That's the reason why I didn't even, like, you know, want to be around the hood of Forslow when things weren't good for me. Because of that shit. And some people who could have recovered never do because of the mental damage it does. Because yeah, black people laughing at them. Ah, but no, no. That's because we were just trying to create a better life for yourself.
But it's nice. Shit. It's nice when you wheelie. Ah, you can get away with murder, man. My wheelie.
Yeah.
You can do whatever. They'll just be like, ah, wheelie, Lord, don't mind it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. True. Right? Yeah. Go to
malls.
You're
actually more free.
Okay. Yes.
Because you don't live to anyone's expectations. Yes. The expectations are so low.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like, I could walk naked and be like, ah, wheelie, Lord.
Yeah, you can go to the mall looking anyhow. And they're like, ah, wow, Akdala. It's fine. Some people won't even know you. Yeah?
It's that thing, yeah, if people don't know you, once they know you, then there's an expectation. Like now, how you'd say that you have to bath just to go to the garage because of people recognize
you. A person will meet you in like a place where they don't expect to meet you. And then they'll be like, hey, what are you doing here? And you're like, dude, what are you doing here? Like, you know what I mean? I'm here, you're here. Yeah. What the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? It's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, like, oh, dude, we're both here.
The funniest thing is when I meet people and they're like, yo, please, whatever you do, don't talk about me on the podcast.
You know, that's reverse psychology.
In my head, I'm like, dude, you do know we only talk about famous people, right? So I'm going to go there and say, hey, I met Mpo, and then what?
That's their way of saying speak about me.
Yeah, that's
they like it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Oh, no. Something would happen like, hey, don't talk about this now. Someone disturbed me while eating. You know, when I was eating and they come and they're like, so now I make sure. You know, I make sure with they know that they disturbed me. My mouth's open with the food. I'm like, they're like, oh, yo, should I let you finish eating maybe? Then I'm like, then afterwards they come and it's just for like they want to push the music on the podcast. Yeah. Then they're like, don't talk about me on the podcast. They wink. Like, don't talk about me. Like, they want you to talk about them on the podcast. That's why they say that. It's the weirdest thing ever.
All right, I got a lot of announcements to make, man. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah. We love announcements, bro. Jeez.
Are you ready to go, Slade?
We live for announcements.
All right, here we go. What's wrong?
I'm going to pee.
Gonna go pee.
Okay, let's. You just don't wanna hear the announcement?
Yeah, let's wait for Aya to pee.
You don't wanna. Okay, you're gonna go pee, Aya.
No, okay.
We'll wait.
Help Aya pee.
I will wait.
We don't know.
We'll wait. Go pee, dog.
You peeing is more important.
Yeah, you peeing is more important, bro. Eh?
Yeah.
All right.
You pee all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, we tell it, yeah. Nigga.
Yes.
Hey, Siwile, we can do whatever.
Siwile, Panatina Siwile. We've got a license to do anything.
When are you got t-shirts?
All right. Here we go, man. For the first time ever, myself and Saul, we're going to be at Oh Shit!
Oh Shit!
Yeah, man. It's happening Friday, the 25th of November until the 28th of November. You can check out myself, Saul Pinduka, Begs and Terrace, Demtura, Dineo Ranaka, Euphonic, Fresh, Chaotic, Angelic. Angelic is my favorite DJ right now, bro.
Angelic.
Angelic's on fire.
Guys, fuck. Angelic, there's a song.
I'm not
Angelic.
Playing after Angelic.
Angelic. And I played after him at Lady Deuce's birthday party. Propaganda.
He's got the song beast. When you're playing, you have to go. You know that whole thing they do.
Yeah, the song's called Down the Drain. Tiggity.
Go Super Saiyan. You must catch something from the sky.
Leango, I'm gonna shake. Shake it, Down the Drain. Yeah, that song is huge. That song is big.
Yeah, it's massive.
That's all I remember. You know, that song is big. it's all the like, oh, 012, right? Yeah, yeah. And it was my second last song. The next DJ, first song he plays, I'm like, how? Oh, this thing fucking played 2 minutes ago, nigga. I mean, I know it's a big song, but yeah, come on, guys. DJ fucking etiquettes.
Yeah. Oscar Boys out there, Ryan the DJ, Twins on Decks. Make sure you book now at www.oship. Is it .com? Let me just check.
Twins on Decks.
Yeah.
Fuck, when lost, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Major League, yeah, I'm awesome.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
No, Twins on Decks is the colored guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me check.
Oh, man.
Let me check the website.
Yeah, they were popping when Major League was doing hip hop still. Yeah.
www.oship.co.za. Yes.
www.oship.co.za.
And this is in November, right? You said November.
Yeah.
28th November.
No, 25th. From 25th? The 25th until the 28th.
28th of November. Mm. Oship. Is it still the route from Durban to the Portuguese islands?
Danko.
Oh.
But wait.
Kumbi.
There's more.
Aibo.
We are giving away one cabin to a lucky chiller.
We're giving away a cabin. Yo.
All you gotta do, you gotta be a subscriber. So if you subscribe to the channel, just comment below and tell us why you deserve to walk away with a cabin. Ooh. Yeah. For Oship.
Guys, you want just that like cabin.
It's my first time, dog. How is it, bro? Because you've been
it's
there.
It's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, Oship is incredible.
How many days are you away? Three?
It's a whole weekend, Friday to Sunday. It's incredible.
Nice.
It's parties all over. It's free food. Like, the kitchens are free. It's free food all over. It's comedy shows. Mm. It's not just parties. There's comedy shows.
Uh-huh.
You party on the deck. You party in the clubs. And then, obviously, the cabin. There's cabin action if you got a person you're bringing, or you'll find a person on
you'll
the boat anyway.
Mm.
It's incredible, bro. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
So we're giving away one cabin. Just comment below and let us know why you deserve that cabin. But remember, you must be a subscriber.
Uh-huh.
You must be a chiller. And then, moving on.
So you've never had sex on a ship?
Never.
Shame, man.
Yeah.
Ah, don't worry.
It happens.
It's life, dog, you know?
No, it's not. It's going to happen in November, right?
Hey?
Aren't you a woman?
Hey! He's in a relationship.
What is
he's
doing?
In a relationship.
No.
What do you mean, like?
Hey,
Ghost. Unless you're taking your woman, right?
Yeah. You're going to take your woman, right?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
He's like, now I have to.
Like, no, yeah. No, yeah, on my tears. I'm like, you're taking your woman, right? Yeah. You're taking your woman, right? Like, yeah.
I go to your mouth, say yo.
Why Marsha Kosley?
Yeah.
Why Marsha?
Yes,
dude, I'm lying. There's no sex. There's no sex, bro, on Oship. There's no sex on Oship. I swear to God.
Hey, man.
There's no sex. Like, we just kumbaya.
Sometimes.
Kumbaya.
Now, lady will win that cabin.
Sometimes I think about that.
Oh, yeah, actually, let the lady, yo, yeah, let the lady win the cabin, and she'll take a friend. She'll take Coquetto. Let her win the cabin, she'll take Coquetto.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, Acelera Fiber, one of our sponsors, they've been running competition online. They were giving away a 50-inch TV to a chiller. So congratulations to Conrad Buipilo Sipato. He has won himself a 50-inch TV, so he can stay glued up and up to date with the latest episodes. Yeah, shout out to Acelera Fiber, just giving out TVs like that, man. Make sure you follow them on social media. They're going to give away more prizes as the weeks progress. And then also, Podcast and Chill is the official media partner for the Midrand Gin and Cognac Festival. Yes.
Oh, shout out.
It's happening on the 27th of August at Ethiopia in Midrand. There's going to be a Grandeur Gin Garden out there.
Ooh, dope.
So make sure you visit howler.co.za. Myself and Sol Panduka, we're going to be on the ones and twos
I'm
as well.
There, yeah.
Yes. Ladies Podcast Brunch, what's happening, Ghost Lady?
Yes. It's happening on the 27th, the Saturday. And the details, they're going to have to just buy tickets. Tickets are going to be available. Yeah.
Where?
On, we're just finalizing which website, but it's going to be running. The website. We're finalizing the website.
What a howler. Yo.
Yeah, it could be howler. Thank you, howler. I'm finalizing. Jason. I'm speaking to Jason.
Hey, what kind of events are you guys running, man?
Where? Do you have a venue? Where is it?
It's in Cusino in Melrose Arch.
Okay, which ladies did you get? Did you get Lerato Kanyago?
We are still finalizing.
Lerato Kanyaku would love to come.
Yes.
Who else
do
you want to get?
We definitely have Madam Speaker on the guest panel.
Who's Madam Speaker?
She's from Limpopo, like a very like famous on.
Online person.
And like very inspirational. Mm-hmm. So we've got that with the ladies. It's going to be live, obviously. And
so you just have one speaker?
No, we're just finalizing the other ones.
Let's finalize now. Who do you want?
Stressful.
Who do you want?
Lerato.
Who else do you want?
Who else?
I'll speak to Lerato. I'll give her a call.
Okay.
Mm. Danielle, hurt someone. You want Danielle?
Get the Beyonce lady.
South Beyonce, get South Beyonce.
South Beyonce,
you guys are inclusive.
Wait, yes. Is she based this side though? Because I thought she was based in
Toronto. So you guys are friends now? You're sitting next to each other.
Yeah. I can call her. Of course, so I saw Beyonce. Wonderful person.
Because I thought she was based in Durban.
I don't know where she's based.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Ukos, right? Yes. But Ukos has got offices in Durban. Yeah, I mean, and Joburg. So I can get South Beyonce's number. And then, I think South Beyonce, because she's a chiller. Mm. Everybody's a chiller, bro. I told her about Connie Ferguson, right?
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, everybody's a chiller.
Oh.
Like, everyone is a chiller. Like, everyone. Like, yeah, so she'll come through. Yeah. Wow, hey, I think I'm Kulumeli. Ngizomthinta.
Okay.
And then, okay. Yeah, ngizomthinta. And then ngizoshuthi.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then lastly, don't forget to get the podcast Caller Tune on your phone if you're on Vodacom, yeah?
Yes.
Just dial *117*987*80#. That's *117*987*80# if you want the podcast intro to be your Caller Tune. Am I leaving out anything, my dog?
Oh,
finally, the black bottles are here, so we're going to be shipping them out this week.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Dope. Beautiful, man. Yeah.
For all the pre-orders that we got.
Yeah, huge appetite for these. I saw it in Botswana.
Yeah.
They loved them. They took them up. They flew like fast.
Wow. Yeah, because it's limited. So we're never going to make these ever again.
Shit, for real?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, that's dope, bro.
Even the bottle stores are asking for some, but because it was just meant to be online only, remember?
Yes, dope.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
So it's limited. Do you know how many bottles?
No. I've to ask my lady.
Okay, cool. Mm. It's just limited.
Yeah. We're out of here, man. Anything else you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm. Congrats to Katlego Mabo.
Mabo. Neo, help me. Mabuwe.
They come from the same place, ne?
Sutu. Shout out to him.
No, comes from Poch.
From Poch.
Oh, Lens Hood,
Ankle Tap Hood.
Boiti's Hood.
Boiti.
Yo, so many people from Poch.
Yeah. And the rapper. No, not Gemini, man. The rapper, Ginger Trill.
Gemini's from Malawi.
Ginger Trill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Shout out to Katlego Mabo, man. Like, shame. He was crying.
Yeah.
Was teary. Emotion. Of course. He was cancelled.
Yeah.
You know? He was hating going to...
It was a tough time for him. So it's
Woolies in pyjamas. He was hating going to the mall in pyjamas now. You know what I mean? And like, it's cancelled.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man.
Are they going to get him back without insurance, man? It's not the same without him, man.
It's not the same.
On insurance, are they going to get him back on insurance?
On insurance?
Katlego.
Yeah,
I think they should.
It's not the same without him.
It's not the same, bro. Because, who's doing it now?
Insurance should forgive. Ilana Africa.
Ilana Africa.
Yeah. What's weird?
That's weird.
You know, they have the ads when someone will be speaking Vernac. So they put her there and you can see she doesn't understand shit.
Oh.
And it's just, she has this, very fake smile. And it's like, wow.
Ilana Africa. Khaled.
I think adopted. Wasn't she adopted?
Adopted.
I think.
I've always wondered. Oh, shame.
I always thought she was maybe adopted and
Or something.
Raised by
white
family.
Yeah, shame. No, they must give his gig back. Clearly, there's a precedent now because they took him back because he got cancelled unfairly. So surely that job should still be waiting for him. Mm. They must give him.
Kokezo, don't you want to adopt me? It's soft day by Kokezo.
Oh.
She's already adopted Cat Master. And now she's going to adopt you now. You fool, bro. Hey, Cat Master, call us on one now.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release.
release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.